What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show in front of the show, Coach Will Wade, Beneath State Cowboys. Good to see you, Will. How things out there in Lake Charles, man? That good food down there.
Oh, we're good. I've been eating too much of that good food. That's why I'm so big. But it's been good. We got a little snow. You guys passed a little snow down here. I think it hit Atlanta some, but we got slammed with like 8 inches last week. But it's back warm. We're back 70 degrees. We're feeling good.
Yeah, we're 65 here in Atlanta, so we be back here too, man. Hey, look, man, we're snow wheel. I was in the house the whole time, brother. I can't drive myself to save my life, man.
I hear you on that. I hear you on that for sure.
Hey, man, you're doing a heck of a job as always, man. 16-5 this year, 8-1 at home, 10-0 in conference play. Big win on Monday night there, man. Just tell me, what about this team so far really impressed you, man, to with the attention to detail to be so 10-0 in conference play and just playing so well as you have this year, man?
I mean, look, we got good players. I mean, that's the main thing that allows you to play well and allows you to do the things that you want to do. So we've been fortunate. We played a really tough non-conference schedule, which I think prepared us for our conference schedule. We didn't play as well in the non-conference as we needed to. But we learned a lot of lessons and we've been able to apply those lessons in league play. So we had a really tough game at Corpus, like you mentioned on Monday, that we were able to win, and they're a really good team in our league. And we've got another big game coming up this weekend at Nichols, who's one of the really good teams in our league as well. So it's a fun time to be in league play. We got a good lead right now, but we've got to continue to press forward and continue to move forward.
And we're going to be happy with that late game scenario where you get that layup at the end there and then defensively you get the rebound. You get the little tip at the end, but you made the right read, I think, defensively. Got to take a tough shot, win the game on the road there. So how happy is it to see your guys in clutch time making the right plays on both ends of the floor there?
Yeah, it's important because, you know, we haven't been in a lot of close games. We haven't been in a close game since our Mississippi State. Well, I guess our Louisiana Lafayette game, but our Mississippi State Louisiana, I mean, we haven't been in a close game in a month. And so I thought it was important for us to, you know, we always work on our 6 minute game in practice and trying to execute in our 6 minute game and do what we need to do in our 6 minute game. But, you know, it's one thing to do it in practice and it's another thing to do it against everybody else and everybody and against live teams and other good teams. And so to be able to get that in at Corpus, I think was good. And we'll probably get another chance this weekend against Nichols.
And Will, also, man, you're 27 and 1 in conference play the last 2 years. Talk about the discipline of your team to come in to work every day with the right mindset, come in to practice, do the right things in practice, shoot arounds, walkthroughs, film, to be able to accomplish this with your good players, but having the right habits to be able to go out there and execute when it's live and the lights on you.
Yeah, I mean, look, I say this all the time. I'm not a big slogans guy, but I do believe this. You never bet against consistent behavior. So it's about getting your guys to be consistent. The best people in your life are the most consistent people in your life, whether it's your mom, your dad, brother, sister, whoever it may be. The best people in your life are the most consistent folks. So you never bet against consistent behavior, and we preach that. Consistency, consistency, consistency. Be the most consistent team. You know, do all the things well that don't take a lot of talent, that you just do, naturally, diving on loose balls, you know, rotating quicker, you know, those sort of things. So we try to spend a lot of time preaching that. And when you do that and you've got really, really good players that can stay in the moment and remain consistent, you can string together some wins, which we've been fortunate to do.
And Will, your system's also profound there, Will, because those small things, a quicker rotation, getting a loose ball, making a free throw, a deflection, they don't show up in a stat book all the time. And fans don't really see it like we and I see it. But those little small intangible things are key on impacting winning games.
Yeah, no, it's huge. You know, I always tell our guys, small hinges swing big doors. So all the small things lead to big wins. When you play in big games, you really don't win the game. It's the team that makes the least amount of mistakes to lose the game. You just got to make the least amount of fatal mistakes, you know, free throw blockouts, executing baseline, sideline, out of bounds, not letting them score in baseline and sideline, out of bounds plays. Like, that's the sort of stuff that gives you the best opportunity to win. And so that's what we try to focus on in those big moments. The bigger the moment, the narrower your focus has to be, the smaller your focus has to be. And you got to really focus on the building block things. And if you focus on those small things and those building block things, then you can, it leads to big wins and big moments.
And Will, man, I know you have 5 losses, but every one of the losses for you is in those games, very competitive against Alabama, Mississippi State, South Dakota State, Santa Clara, and those things like that. So talk about that, man. Even though you lost those games, you was in every game you've played this year, man, and you guys can teach to that and say, hey, we screwed up here. If we keep to make this correction, we can be better going forward. So I know you don't want to be believing more victories, but those games were games you could have chances in those games. You can teach from them now.
Yeah, I mean, we've given ourselves a shot in every game, which is all you can ask.
Yep.
is to give yourself a chance, give yourself an opportunity in every game, which we've been able to do. We didn't win a lot of those games. We didn't close those games out like we needed to, but we've learned from them, and I think we've gotten better in conference because of that. We wouldn't be where we are if we hadn't been where we've been. And so I think that you got to learn the lessons from those tough losses or from those tough moments and be able to move forward and apply those lessons. And so I give our guys a lot of credit, of being able to take those lessons and apply those lessons as we move forward here.
And we'll talk about how important it is with this new environment we're in, man. You have a new team every year, pretty much, kind of like a JUCO coach would. So talk about that June period, that fall period before in August before practice starts officially, to get those camaraderie, build those bonds together. Because when you have adversity, you got to be together. And how college basketball has changed now, you don't know who agendas are what now. So about getting guys together in June and July and summertime to build that foundation for now, so you can be together when it counts most, February and March.
Yeah, I mean, look, you've got to form your team the right way. The first part's, you know, getting the players, getting the talent, and then you've got to get them to come together. You got to get them to play as a cohesive unit. I always say talent either multiplies or divides. You know, you want guys that where the talent multiplies, where they play off of each other, and everybody plays off of each other, and everybody's better because of everybody. That can divide as well if you have, you know, guys who are worse playing with other guys. And so, you know, we want to multiply the talent, but what you do in the preseason, I mean, I thought our game at Corpus, we do road games at 5:30 in the morning in the summer. And so we do that. And I thought it paid off. You know, I thought some of the toughness and some of the resilience that you need to pull off big road wins, I think it paid off at Corpus for us. And so that was how, you know, we were forming our team and making our team through summer workouts and through weights and stuff in the summer. I think it pays off and it pays dividends during the season.
And Will, you got guys sharing the ball, man. Multiple guys near double figure scoring. So talk about how the ball has energy, getting guys to buy in and sharing the ball, not being a dominate, just making the right read, because defenses tell you what to do. It's a matter of whether you do it or not. So it's about having guys buying that philosophy, just read before the catch, making the right play, not playing hero ball per se.
Yeah, man, it's a huge thing. You know, we played too much hero ball early on. Our assist rates were really, really poor. We were in the 30%, and the assist rates now we're in the 70-80 percentile in assist rates, which means, one, you're sharing the ball, but two, you're getting better shots. If you're getting assisted shots, they're better shots, whether it's a layup, whether it's a three, whatever it may be. An assisted shot's better than a non-assisted shot. You're going to shoot better on those. And so, you know, being able to generate those, I mean, every coach knows that's the case, but you've got to be able to generate those, and then you've got to be able to get the guys to do what's necessary to generate those, and for them to understand that, hey, you know, if I make this pass to him, I trust when he drives it, he's going to make that pass to me. And so that's where you've got to spend a lot of time pointing that stuff out and making sure that everybody's on the same page and making sure that everybody's moving in the same direction. But we weren't very good at that early. That's part of having a bunch of new guys, a bunch of newcomers. But we've gotten better at it as we move forward here. And I think we're starting to really come together with it now.
And also, man, you're shooting over 34% from three-point range, getting that spacing that you want to have on the court. So about how important that is to have guys who can shoot knock down the three ball, make the defense stand a little bit more, open up those slots for you, then gaps to drive into, and then kick it out and get better shots that way as well.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, offense is spacing, and spacing is based on your shooting ability. We've got some really good shooters. We didn't shoot it very well early on. But we've got some, you know, we've got a kid, DJ Richards, who's shooting almost 50% from three in league play. And he didn't shoot it as well early on, but he's settling in and shooting it better. And so, you know, the better shooters you have, the better spacing you have, the better spacing you have, the better driving angles you have, the better driving angles you have, you know, the better shots you're going to get, because you're either going to get the defense to collapse and kick it out, or you're going to get right to the rim for a layup. And so one thing that helps us is we got shooting 1 through 4. And even 1 through 5 in some lineups, we can put 5 guys out there that can shoot. And so anytime you can do that, you can space the floor and make things and make things happen. And so I've been pleased that we're shooting it better. We were shooting it under our ability for a while. Now we're probably shooting it a little bit over our ability, and we'll settle in the mean there, which will be good.
No doubt, man. And rebounding the ball is something you've been doing very well, too. We're on the glass, defensive, offensive as well. So talk about how important for your guys to rebound the ball, craft the boards, and make sure that you're in a possession where you get an extra shot, or get a rebound, get out of transition, and play with that pace and get up there and make the right plays in your early offense.
Yeah, I mean, look, one of our game goals every game is to out-rebound our opponent. And so we want to do a good job out-rebounding guys. And you know, we've got some guys that when they get the defensive rebound, you know, the most efficient offense is in transition. And so when they get the defensive rebound, they can start the break and help us push the ball in transition. And so I think that's, you know, securing defensive rebounds is huge. And then we're a really good offensive rebounding team. We lead our league in offensive rebounding percentage. And so we do a good job getting on the glass, but that's a product of running good offense. You start the defense up, it creates lanes and angles to be able to knife in there and grab some offensive rebounds. So You know, it's an area that we want to work on, continue to emphasize every day, but an area that we need to continue to be good in if we want to be the team we're capable of being.
No doubt, man. He also doing a good job valuing the ball as well, man, limiting the turnover. So, because as my dad would say, Will, the whole program is in your hands when you have the ball in your
hands.
So as my dad would say. So, talk about how important it is with the guys limiting the turnovers. This is one live ball. It kills you. You can't defend that. So,
yeah, I tell our guys all the time. I tell them all the time, if you're going to turn it over, you better throw it out of bounds. At least we can set our defense. We do not want live ball turnovers. Whatever we do not want live ball turnovers. But, you know, it's like you're going through our game goals. Win the rebounding battle, then we want to have 12 or less turnovers. And so if we can have 12 or less turnovers, that gives us, you know, the best chance and best shot to get the most cracks, you know, the most cracks at it in terms of shooting ability. And so I think that part is a really, really important part to being able to add up to having more shots than the other team. If you don't turn the ball over and you can get on the offensive glass, you're going to give yourself more cracks at it. And the more cracks you get at it, the better opportunity you have to win.
You know, son of a coach, Will. I'm sorry, man. Son of a coach.
I like it.
They also made doing a good job for the turnovers as well, man. So defensive for the turnovers had an active hands, man, blowing up other people's actions. So about how important it is for the guys to give them the freedom on offense, man, but also defensively for turnovers, get out to play with pace, and so we can get easy shots again. So that how defense turning the offense, man. Talk about how important it is for your guys to really be active on the floor as well.
Yeah, once again, once you get stops defensively, whether it's a defensive rebound and you can push it in transition, or you get a steal, you want to get a steal and pass a steal, you want to pass the steal ahead. So if you can get a steal, our defense is pressure oriented. We press most of the game. We trap and run around in the half court as well. And so I think that you know, if we can create offense from our defense, it just helps you. It helps the other team doesn't get a shot up on the basket. The other team doesn't get a possession, and then your team gets an easy possession offensively. And so if you can generate those, it certainly contributes big time to winning.
And I got two more for you, Will, man. Talk about Nicholls State, man. On what you see from those guys on the film, but a tough team, a lot of talent over there. So we'll see if you guys, you are prepared this week for them on Saturday, man.
Yeah, Coach Sadler, Boog Sadler, their head coach, does a tremendous job. He's one of the youngest head coaches in the country, but he's just a phenomenal, phenomenal coach. And so, look, they've got really good guard play. Brown makes a bunch of threes. Ireland, their point guard, does a good job getting in the paint. Gray makes a bunch of threes. Collins, their big kid's good. So, I mean, look, they've got a really good team. They played us really close at home. We ended up winning by 9, but it was a 4 to 8 point game for probably 30 minutes of the game of going back and forth. And so very, very good program, very, very good team. And it'll be a tough, tough challenge for us on the road.
And Will, man, I know you're big about relationships, man. So talk about how important is this new era of college basketball to really, if the guys want money to play and NIL money, but having the right fit, the right guy, the right relationship with the young man before you bring him in, because I know you're big on relationships. You've always been that way. And how important it is now to really vet out for young men really there for you and the program for themselves with another agenda, trying to just get paid a little bit before they get out of this college bad basketball game.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, look, you have all the money in the world for NIL. If you don't have the relationships, it doesn't matter. You got to have relationships with the people around the kids. You got to have relationships with the kids. We just left a staff meeting where I was talking to our staff about, hey, we've got to continue to invest in relationships with our guys right now. Like we've got to continue to invest and pour into these guys and spend time with these guys. Because look, the guys we got are better than anything we can get in the portal. So let's focus on recruiting. And we got the advantage. We got these kids every day. So focus on recruiting these guys and spending time with these guys and building the proper relationships with these guys. And so it's a relationship-based business, and we try to pour as much as we can into our players every day, and wherever that takes us.
Man, also, I love your post game celebrations, brother. I watch them on social media. They're fun, man. And he's sure he's getting involved, man. And you all have the blast down there. But about some of Heath for one more for you, Will, about Heath. Talk about what he's meant to your program, how he's invested in you, this program, and your guys, man. Being there with you right every step of the way, man. As you all have the success down here, and how having the vision of leadership to help you do what you're doing on the court as well, helping you win off the court with what he's doing to help you win on the court.
Yeah, I mean, look, our athletic director, Heath Schroeder, is incredible. I need to learn some dance moves from you, boss man. But I know the fun is in the winning. So you know, we want to always have fun when we win. But to have an athletic director like Heath and a president like Dr. Roos, who are so supportive, our president was the guy in the jacket and they're dancing. And so, I mean, to have those guys, I mean, that just doesn't happen. And so we're very appreciative. We don't take that for granted. And we certainly enjoy our wins.
No doubt. Will, good to talk to you again, my brother. Hope to talk to you in March again after you win this thing, man. We celebrate going to be dancing in a few weeks here, man.
That sounds like a plan. Appreciate you.
All right, see you soon, buddy.
See you now.
All right.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.